Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
All day, all night, all the time. BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Soul is the channel. Sports in Depth is the show. And it is a special show, a little short one for you tonight here as we close in on the ending of another Monday. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. Thank you for little things we so much take for granted. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for grace, mercy, blessings unseen, unacknowledged, undeserved. We ask you to bless the name of your darling son, Jesus.
Amen.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth by the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul is the channel. Sports in Depth is the show. A quick, good little 15 rapper on the Hall of Fame. It was up there yesterday in Cooperstown and inducted Roberto Alomar and Bert Blyleven. And there was something that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I mean, Alomar, who should have been voted on the ballot last year, got in this year. But the guy who was the final speaker, and usually the last speaker is the most prestigious of the two guys, was Bert Blyleven. Now, understand this. Blyleven was in his 14th year on the ballot, which means he had one more year of eligibility. Now, how that works is after you retire from baseball, after 5 years, you put on the ballot. You're on the ballot for 15 years. If you're not voted in the Hall of Fame in those 15 years, well, then you take them to the ballot, and then you have to go to a special veterans committee, and then they will decide if you should get in. Blyleven has some outstanding numbers. 287 lifetime wins. 60 career shutouts. Staggering numbers. But I got one even more staggering after that to tell you. Now, Alomar, 10 gold gloves at second base. 10 gold gloves at second base. 9 times a 300 hitter. A lifetime 300 hitter. A 2-time world champion. And considered by many the greatest defensive second baseman of his era. Maybe of all time. And I'm thinking, like, wow, you know, shouldn't he be the first guy? And I just can't get out of my mind the snub. Can't get out of my mind how baseball always stays baseball. And that is always somehow some sort of color scheme, let's just say. Okay, now, we want to take our hats off of yesterday. Roberto Alomar becomes just the third Hispanic player voted into the Hall of Fame. The first, Roberto Clemente. Clemente went in posthumously because he got killed in a plane crash. The second player that got in was Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda in 1967 became the first player to win the MVP award unanimously. And Cepeda is one of four guys yesterday who won the Rookie of the Year and then 10 years later was the MVP of the league. Cepeda won Rookie of the Year and Robin Yount won Rookie of the Year and became MVP. And Yogi Berra, Rookie of the Year, and became MVP. Wait a minute now. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. No. You know what? I've got to check that on Yogi because, well, yeah, because the first MVP award was given, not MVP, Rookie of the Year award was given to Jackie Robinson in 1947. And Jackie was the first ever, so I've got to do some research on that because they had said, well, as it came down, maybe it's not a span of 10 years, but Berra, I got to check on Berra, too. Berra, Yount, and Cepeda, guys who became Rookie of the Years and won MVP. In the case of Cepeda and Yount, it's confirmed. I'll check on that other stuff for you again. Doc Stanley, Sports Endeavor on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Solar Channel, Sports Endeavor Show, a quick Hall of Fame look. And like I said, I was bamboozled at the fact that Alomar was the salad and Blylevin was dessert, was the dinner, main course. I mean, because Alomar was far superior as an all-star, an assured all-star, okay? A guy, like I said, who should have been first ballot last year, which would have made him the first ever first ballot Latin player, as there's only two. We're talking about Cepeda. We're talking about Clemente. Now we're talking about Alomar. Best first ballot. You know what? You know, I'm thinking of these stats they give me. Wait a minute. Tony Perez is in the Hall of Fame. So is Luis Aparicio. So now, you know, they must mean guys who got on the first ballot. I got to apologize to you, man, because this information they're giving me now is kind of, because somebody, okay, wait a minute. No, he's not the third from Puerto Rico, because, they're correcting himself, because Clemente's from Puerto Rico, Cepeda's from Puerto Rico, Tony Perez, well, maybe they're wrong about Perez, because Perez, I believe, is Cuban, and Luis Aparicio is also not Puerto Rican, but Latin. But now, I got to do some checking for you, gang, because this data that I've given, I've got to check, because I got to see when Aparicio went in. Because Clemente went in, so they must be talking about the third player from a certain region of Puerto Rico. I got to apologize to you, gang, because I don't want to give you any erroneous information, but I'm looking at it now. Luis Aparicio's in the Hall of Fame. Tony Perez is in the Hall of Fame. Rod Carew is in the Hall of Fame, but he's Panamanian. Perez, I believe, was Cuban, but they said he's Hispanic, but I believe Perez is Cuban. I know Carew is Panamanian, but Cepeda, Alomar, and Clemente were all Puerto Rican. And Aparicio, I believe, is Venezuelan. And so I've got to do some checking for you. We're going to come back on that one, gang. Oh, yeah, that one. Doc Stanley, Sports Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Solar Channel, Sports In Depth, the show. Doc Stanley, Sports In Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, the channel. Sports In Depth is the show. A little quick 15 minutes here talking about the Hall of Fame. I'm glad I did, because now I've got to do some checking. I'm going to do that and dovetail back you on that information, because it was erroneous given. But Alomar, had he been inducted last year, would have been the first ballot Hispanic player. What I mean by that is the first time he got on the ballot, he would have been inducted into the Hall of Fame, which is a prestigious honor. Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Tom Seaver, Rod Carew, Eddie Murray, Frank Robinson, Sandy Koufax, all first ballot. Now, in the case of Bert Blylevin and the case of Alomar, they're both not first ballot, meaning the first time they were on the ballot, they were elected right away, as was Mickey Mantle, as for another example, as was Al Kaline, for another example, as for Steve Carlton, as for Bob Gibson. Okay, first ballot. The first time they won the ballot, they were elected to the Hall of Fame. Now, what bothered me yesterday was I clearly thought that the main course should have been Roberto Alomar. Two-time World Series winner, back-to-back, and he thanked Kershgaard, and he thanked, you know, he brought up Tito Gaston, the first African-American manager to win a World Series, and he done it back-to-back, and then it's amazing he lost his job. Alomar, though, just a great, great player. More importantly, a great human being. Got a chance to talk to his parents. If you listen to the show that we did yesterday, got a chance to talk to his mother, his father, his brother. His brother was funny that, you know, when they were in the minor leagues, they couldn't afford an apartment separately, so they roomed together. And there was a couch and there was a bed. And the way they decided who would get to bed each night was who had the better game, the most hits. And Sandy, his older brother, said, you know, I always slept on the couch. Alomar, Roberto later joked that, you know, he did kind of more often get the bed, he said, but his brother, big brother, made him do the laundry, and it was a really nice family affair. Now, Blylevin, 14th year on the ballot. I kind of think that says that Alomar is a better two. Blylevin, 14 years on the ballot, a 500 pitcher, at best. Here's this fast stat that said, wow. And I was talking to Marty Noble, the famed baseball writer, and I asked the question, Marty, you know, why did it take 14 years for Bert Blyleven to get to the Hall of Fame? I'm going to answer that question for you when we close. Once again, it's going to be a mind blower. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul of the Channel. Sports in Depth is the show. And let's just go over yesterday, the inductees into the Hall of Fame class 2011. As we told you, Roberto Alomar, the great, great second baseman who played for the Orioles, who played for the San Diego Padres, who played for the Mets, who played for the Cleveland Indians, and how he did play. Bert Blyleven, who, and the funny thing about these guys, both guys who went in, you know, neither guys are from America. As we know, Alomar is from Puerto Rico. Bert Blyleven, you know, was born in Zest, Holland, and he becomes the first Dutch Hall of Famer, and he migrated to Canada. I mean, not even coming right away to America after that, and eventually in Southern California, where he worked long and hard days, and the young Dutch master learned the hard work breed success by observing his dad. We go to Alomar, and Alomar also adored the game as a youngster. He once hid in the backseat of his dad's Camaro so that he could attend one of the Puerto Rico's Winter League games. And he was born in a family of baseball players. His father, Stanley, starred in the major leagues, rooming with Hank Aaron and Milwaukee. Robbie's older brother, Sandy Jr., also had an accomplished major league career, and he's now a coach for the Indians, and that's the team that they both played on together. As Alomar remarked how special that was to have been on the same team with his brother in the major leagues. You know, you play together in the little league, but wow, to get to the major leagues and you're both together, outstanding. There was some stories that were told up on the dais. On the stage, you know, they had three of the 3,000 hit club members, and Dave Winfield, George Brett, and Robin Yount told their stories. And Brown talked about needing three hits and he coming into Milwaukee back home in near September, and the crowds are kind of thin. And Bud Selig, who was then in charge of Milwaukee, called Robin Yount in and told him that, you know, let's make sure that it's three games to get these hits. And Robin told the story, and he got a hit the first day, and then the next day he got another hit. And they wouldn't pitch to him again, and it was cushion day. And the fans threw all the cushions out on the field in protest. And when he came up the next day in eighth inning with one hit away, and he told the catcher, he said, you know, it's cushion day again, and if I don't get this hit, they're going to be throwing those cushions at me. He got the hit, no less to say. Dave Winfield, Brett got his hit. And he talked about the Selig didn't call him, but he was being facetious, as Selig was then the owner of the Braves. And Winfield told about getting his hit. Big hit, got against Dennis Eckersley. He said, but it was a base hit that caused Eckersley to lose a save. And he said that Eckersley had such a mean stare and look on his face that his teammates refused to come out and shake his hand and just waited to the end of the game to salute him. Three Hall of Famers. Talking about that 3,000 hit. Want to salute Bert Blyleven and salute Roberto Alomar. Now, here's the crusher. And why maybe it took him 14 years to get into the Hall of Fame and why he should have been the second banana yesterday. Bert Blyleven won 287 games. Bert Blyleven also lost, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, 250 games. Wow. That doesn't sound Hall of Fame-like to me. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul of the Channel. Sports in Depth is the show. We gotta go. Hey, one more time, join us, and we'll be back on the week and just saluting the new Hall of Famers, Bert Blyleven, Roberto Alomar. Dear Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of your son Jesus. Amen. Mr. Hardesty, you can come on now and tell us that it's time to go. Sports in Depth, Blake Radio, Rainbow Soul. Doc Stanley, live your life today as if it's same before God tomorrow. Life goes persistent. The most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Hey, you know what I say? Trust in God.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth. with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.